You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Players heading to spring training for our report. Time to talk about the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm Dave Raymond with Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com. And Adam, happy spring training to you. What stands out as a primary storyline for you as you get ready to get this thing started?
Well, there's the two big ones are, you know, obviously number one is this rebuild that the Brewers have launched into. They've made a massive overhaul of their roster, and it strikes me that last year this team reported to spring training, literally with every position set, including their opening day starter. Their closer came on board a bit into camp when K-Rod re-signed. I mean, they had zero camp battles, except for the usual bullpen stuff and the usual bench spots. This year, it's totally different. You've got position battles everywhere. This team is going to have a new first baseman, third baseman, shortstop, center fielder, opening day starter, a new closer, and potentially a swap in the corners if they move Ryan Braun back to left field now that Domingo Santana is the projected, you know, other corner outfielder with the Chris Davis trade having been consummated. So it is going to be a really fascinating camp in terms of getting to know all these new players and watching Craig Counsell and David Stearns figure out where these guys are going to play. The other big story is Craig Counsell himself. He's not new to Milwaukee fans, obviously. He grew up here, played here, was in the front office here. He managed from the early May of last season through the end. So he's not new, but this is his first camp and his first opportunity to run a spring training. He's got a lot of new coaches on staff, and it's going to be interesting to watch whether there's any changes in terms of the way they do business. He hasn't filled us in on many details of that yet. I mean, in some sense, you can't reinvent the wheel. Spring training is what it is. You get ready for the season, and there's not a ton of different ways to do that. But with a new pitching coach in particular, there probably will be a couple new wrinkles, and that will also be something that I'll have my eye on this spring. So there's definitely not going to be a shortage of storylines for a team that is in a massive transition right now.
You bring up a good point, though, Adam. I mean, really, what can you change? You do PFPs, you get in shape, you take batting practice, you catch, pitchers work out, you play games. I mean, what is it that we could tweak in this thing?
Yeah, no, there's not much. And every now and then, someone will come up with something totally different. You know, Joe Maddon, for example, does all kinds of kind of crazy things. Partly it's to keep things light and to keep things fresh. I don't know that Craig Counsell is going to go down that road. But with the new pitching coach, that can bring some changes. Derek Johnson has a background in the collegiate ranks. He was at Vanderbilt, you know, famously David Price's pitching coach in college. He was with the Cubs last year running overseeing their minor league pitching. So he comes from, you know, more of a development background, and we'll see whether he has any different ideas in terms of how he gets these pitchers ready. This is a Brewers staff that is pretty young. I mean, Matt Garz is on the veteran side, and they've got some other players who are somewhat experienced, but not, you know, I don't know if you'd call Willie Peralta a veteran yet, but so we'll see whether he has any interesting ideas about how he's going to get these guys ready for the season. But more generally speaking, this camp is going to be about evaluation much more than it was last year, when really the primary goal for Ron Renneke was, hey, let's get to the season healthy, because they thought they had a team that had the potential to contend. Obviously, that didn't work out.
Yeah. You know, I was going to say, you know, one of the advantages perhaps for Counsell is that he spent, you know, the majority of last season in the manager's seat. And so, you know, there's the familiarity with, you know, Stearns, with a lot of the staff, et cetera. But I guess the reality is there's been so much turnover. It might as well be a new team, largely. I mean, it is a lot of new personnel, even the staff changes and whatnot. I mean, it'll be a very different spring training for him, too.
Yeah, and the coaching staff changes are significant. Craig Counsell inherited a staff last year. He made some changes. I already mentioned Derek Johnson. That's a big one when you have a new pitching coach. The bench coach is Pat Murphy, who is familiar to Council. He's his college coach at Notre Dame. They tried to bring him on staff last season, but the Padres had plans for Murphy. So there's some familiarity there. They brought in Jason Lane, the former big leaguer, as a second hitting coach. He's got to learn a bunch of new players. Their other new coach on staff is Carlos Sobero, who managed at AA last year. So he's going to know a lot of the young players that are in camp, some of the top prospects. So, you know, that staff getting on the same page, I know, is important to Council. He had his guys together when they had their fan fest up in Milwaukee. They had a day of meetings, kind of, you know, a get on the same page type of thing. But, you know, that's just as important for this franchise as the players all getting to know each other and getting used to playing together. I think as this coaching staff getting used to working together, because these guys are going to be extremely important in what happens for this team in the next couple of years.
And I suppose, I mean, it's worth pointing out too, for the beat guy, a lot of new faces, a lot of new folks to get familiar with, a lot of stories to write, I suppose. I guess it's like a very fertile soil for you, right? I mean, you have plenty that you can cover.
Yeah, it's a big difference, like I said, from last year, where there were days where it was, you know, there wasn't much to talk about because, like I said, it was basically, let's get through this healthy, because they were set literally at every position. And, you know, there weren't the kind of battles that are often intriguing in camp. You know, I always joke that we spend so much time and ink talking about the bench spots, that, you know, the 24th and 25th spots on the roster, the back of the bullpen and the bottom of the bench. And then you get to opening day and those things are, not that they're irrelevant, but they're certainly not as relevant as the eight guys that you're starting in the lineup and the five guys you've got in your starting rotation. So this spring, though, it's going to be less focused on those sort of last spots on the roster. It's going to be some big spots on the roster. For example, center field for this Brewers team is literally a wide-open derby. They've got Kirk Nieuwenhuis picked up on waivers from the Mets. I mean, he's the only guy with any real significant big league experience in center field that's on the 40-man roster. They've also got Eric Young Jr. in camp on a minor league deal, and then some young players that they picked up in trades that they're going to take a look at. So that is anyone's job to win, and I can't remember the last time the Brewers went into camp with a job that wide open. It's been a really, really long time. And look, it's probably a sign that this might be a tough year, but it's going to be certainly interesting to watch, and I hope for fans to read about all spring.
Is there another position battle, too, that comes to mind that might be worth
watching? Well, third base is another. Third base, they know more, I think, of other options at third base. It's a couple of former Red Sox prospects, Garen Cecchini and Will Middlebrooks. Aaron Hill is in the mix now, of the veteran they picked up from the Diamondbacks in the trade. He could fit in at third base. It's probably those three players at the top of the list, but that's a pretty open position. And then, as I said, it's not going to be a position battle, but it's just going to be intriguing to see what they do with trading Chris Davis to the A's this past weekend. They pretty much opened a spot for Domingo Santana, who was one of the prospects they got from Houston last year in the big Carlos Gomez trade. He is a pretty good defensive player, a great arm. And the question is whether that arm is going to be better served in right field than in left. The Brewers have Ryan Braun in right field. He formerly played left field. So they could make that change. You know, the question is that upgrade, defensive upgrade, worth it? Is it worth messing with one of your best guys in Ryan Braun and giving him a new position? That's one of the things that they'll have to talk with Ryan Braun about in spring and come up with a plan. But that could be sort of another interesting little wrinkle for this camp, is how they handle that position.
Well, you've got plenty to do, plenty to cover when you get down there. Enjoy the sunshine and the warmth, and we look forward to reading about all the, basically, I mean, it's this whole brand new look and feel of this Brewers team.
Yep, I'll be there. It's better to be busy than to be bored, and this camp is certainly not going to be boring.
Well said. Adam McAlvey, MLB.com, Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.